thing for people on the outside to understand. But it is just that. Every jail has like its own culture when you go there. When you go to a new jail, you have to assimilate into that culture. And if you don't, then you're probably considered weak. If you go to Green from an easier jail and you're not into the rumbling part of it, which can be used to save somebody's life, you know, you're considered weak. So it's a hard business. It's a very hard business. New York is good. New York's prisons are actually excellent. You don't see a lot of people escape from New York prisons. Once in a while, they're usually lower level inmates that have a clearance to work on a farm or something like that. They could just walk off or work release like we have over here. But the ones that are incarcerated, you never hear like down south. You know, every once in a while you'll hear on the news, South Carolina or something, you know, you'll hear like 10 people escape out of a special housing unit. And I'm going like, that doesn't happen in New York. That's like totally ridiculous. But that's only because New York State does pay their employees in the correction department a good wage. A decent wage. You go down south, you know, if you're making $20,000 an hour when you work in a correctional facility, you're just opening the doors for a lot of problems. Because they're probably not... You know, something's radical is going on. A lot of sirens. But New York, I'll tell you, pretty much... We don't want rose petals thrown in front of our feet. You know, prisons are just what they are. We're never going to be the glory boys because you work behind fences. You know, you're not out into the public. You know, that's just the way we like it too. You know, we don't want no grief. We just want to do our jobs and go home safe. And hopefully not drag your job home with you. And a lot of times that does happen. There's a lot of divorce. There's a lot of suicides. There's a lot of everything in corrections. If you can't handle your pressures on the job, you know, it succumbs you after a while. Not so much jails like where I work at Hudson, Green and Green, but if you see the people that work in maximum security, 25 years they're done. They're not going to put any more stress on their life than 25 years. They're retired. They're gone. Because it's just that hard of a job. You go to a maximum security jail where people, you know, that's a whole different environment. You know, you could potentially die there. You know, these people are the worst of the worst, and they don't need a reason to cut you or anything. Just sometimes maybe just to gain some prominence in a gang or something. Maybe the guy's just crazy. He just one day wants to come out and slice somebody, you know. You're in a cell so long, you know, you become crazy. There's just no answer for criminals in the country, outside of trying to. I say you've got to try and reduce it at the original end, before people become criminals, because once. Once you become a criminal, if you come out of a situation where you've been living in poverty and crime and violence for 18 years of your life, there's very, very low chance that you're ever going to probably get out of the jail system. We can't do it. We can't change your mind. We can't change your psyche. All we do is keep you in a cell and safe. You know, keep the occupants of the country safe. Like I always tell an inmate, I says, you're never getting out of jail unless you wake up one morning and you decide that you never want to come back here again. That's the only way you're going to get out of jail. Because if you don't say that, then you're going to come back a second, you're going to come back a third time, and by that time your life is slipping away, and chances are you're going to stay in jail forever. It's very hard to watch. It's you see the same people. You let them out, they come back. You let them out, they come. You see the same people over and over again. It's kind of disheartening, you know? Some people might say, well, you know, why would you want people to go out and, you know, you'll lose your job. I'm going like, well, let me tell you something. I could always find another job. I'd rather not have some old lady, you know, have her purse snatched or punched in the face or your neighbor shot because you come home and there's some guy in the house. I'd like to see, you know, it's just good for the United States of America in general. Doesn't say much. You got 2 million people locked up. There's something definitely wrong. There's something wrong with society in general. You know, we missed something. It was societal breakdown. That's what it is. One more. Keep them coming.
I just want to take this opportunity to like ask if there's anything that you haven't been asked that you want to talk about.
Oh God, there's all kinds of things, but I'll just ramble on and on and on. You know, politics. I'm not getting into politics. That's out of bounds. All I could say is it's just that people have to start understanding, you know, they got to take their government back. You know, we're just dealing with crooks, plain and simple. They're a corrupt bunch. They don't care nothing about the people. You know, they never intended to be this way by the founding fathers. Never. And on that note, I guess we're done, huh?
Sure. It is about 4:20 here on, 4. I thought it was 5 for a second. June 27th in Hudson, New York with
Ray Rouse, Raymond Rouse,
and Jeff Nagel.